This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
How do you guys feel about limousines?
I like them. I've always had fun in them whenever
Was it a thing? Because we're of different generations. We're kind of three different generations if we get right down to it, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm an X, you're a millennial.
Millennial, yep, straight down the middle. Just everyone hates me.
Such a millennial move, man. I just needed to know if you were a millennial. You didn't have to make it about your strife or just like, which thing are you?
Well, you don't understand. My parents gave me participation trophies and that's why I'm broken.
Just like, what are you?
Millennial.
And then that's it. Just stop there. Okay? Got it? Perfect. Can you answer the question without an explanation,
yeah,
Aaron?
I'm Gen Z.
Okay, great. Do the other... I have made it so
what
awkward.
What made Gen X so angry?
Starting to think you're a boomer.
Were boomers. What were my parents then? Greatest generation? What was boomers? I don't know what my parents were born in the 30s, you guys.
The silent generation.
Oh, that's silent, right.
What does that mean?
From 25 to 45.
Yeah, my parents are in there.
Yeah, I don't know why it's the silent generation.
Well, we'd ask them, except
why?
They
yeah.
wouldn't answer.
It refers to their conformist and civic instincts, according to Google.
Okay, so here's what I was going to say before we had to hear about his strife as a millennial. When I was growing up, certain things were such a baller move, a status symbol, and getting to ride in a limousine, like only like two kids at prom took limos.
Really?
Like that, they were the most elite of the elite. Everybody else just got dropped off by your parents or you drove yourself in your parents' car.
I see.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But like limos were a thing.
Yeah, they were a thing for us when we went to high school dances for sure.
They were.
We rode in limos, yeah.
Aaron?
I did my freshman year and then after that, not.
But in a limo?
Yes.
They're dead. Limos are gone.
I remember there used to be this massive limousine, I don't know what, rental place kind of thing off of Sheridan and Yale. And I would look at it every single time we drove by and just... loved it. They had the pink Hummer limo, and I was like, "That's so
cool." That was probably
cool.
Sunset or somebody.
I honestly don't know, but it's. I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Wow.
Why don't people like it? I read a story that they're auctioning off old limos. I don't know what you would do with it.
Ooh.
Should we have a
finally get some respect around here?
Your Hyundai is just like
I'd drive and park it, and then I'd have to run to the back to get out the back door. Thanks, Jeeves. I'll see you when I'm done.
What are you doing, man?
That's
because we talked the other day about trying to do a haunted house tour.
Yeah.
And stuff. And I was thinking in my head, we should rent a limo and do it. But I just don't think they exist anymore. Because if we were going to take listeners.
They might for weddings. But even then, I would rather rent just a dope car, you know?
Mm. What do you mean? But then who drives it? You drive it?
Yeah.
You've got a wedding gown on.
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think everyone's doing a party bus now. Everyone goes to the bus, the big ones, because they have poles in them and you can just stand up in them and all that stuff. So it's like a limo, but more headroom, I guess.
So is that what we want to do for the haunted house thing?
I don't like the party buses. Every time I've been on them, it just makes me very sick because you're drinking on the bus.
Because you're on
and
a pole.
And you're moving around.
Yeah, and then you're just moving and you're facing the wrong way.
But
and
the limo's just the exact same way. I'm just trying to figure out if maybe, because it's one of those things to me, and I'm all over the map here, but it's like, remember, like, drive-in theaters started closing, mm-hmm. closing. And then there's like two left and everybody's like, oh my God, what? And then there was this like surge of people going like, we can't let it. You just told me the other day, I thought it was the last one, the one at Hamden in Santa Fe.
Oh, Cinderella. That's been long gone.
Not long gone.
Yeah, long gone.
How long?
Like at least 15, 20 years.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
For real?
Yeah.
Is there any left?
Also, it wasn't Sheridan. It was Federal. I just realized.
Federal no, there was Yale. One right at.
That's Federal, not Sheridan.
Right at Santa Fe and Hampton.
Oh, I'm talking about the limo place was Federal.
Oh,
you are correct. Cinderella City
was
at,
right there.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's an apartment complex. It's been that for a while now.
But you remember then everybody was like, oh, we never shop at Toys R Us. And then they started going out of business. Everybody's like, oh my God, we can't let them die.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Lobster sucks. Wait, they're going out of business. We can't let them. So my idea right now, what?
Do you want to know when Cinderella City was demolished?
If you say it was like more than 10 years ago, I'm going to cry.
99.
That's not true.
That
then there was a different drive-in theater at Hamden. And
no, that was it.
Are there any drive-ins left in Colorado?
99 feels too old because I remember there are. I think there's one.
I know there's one at Merchandise Mart, but that doesn't count because it's new. Like at the Merch Mart, like you just go in the parking lot.
There's one that's like northern. I don't remember.
Yeah, it looks like there's an 88 drive-in theater.
That's it. It's in
Commerce City.
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty sketch out there.
It's the only one, so what are we doing?
Well, my point is, like, I think that people get nostalgic when something starts to disappear, and then they surge back towards it. So should we buy the limos?
I think so. I think they'd be cool. I like it.
Because at a certain point,
And then it'll become kind of vintage in a way, so we could still rent them out. Like, there will be people that want that classic wedding. Like, we got a limo at our wedding afterwards. And my father-in-law had a classic car, and so he drove us away in his classic 30s.
To be in the limo.
LaSalle, all of our friends, like the wedding party, which was a terrible idea. Don't do that, because then we went to the spot to take pictures, and then they're all in the limo, and we're like, you guys coming? They're like, we'll get there.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.